Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Naglan Page, an English daily newspaper published from Dimapur, has officially announced the closure of the publication after completing 25 years. Disclosing this during press conference yesterday, founder and editor of Naglan Page, Mona Lisa Chankija, said the paper from the beginning was never on a strong financial footing but somehow managed for over 25 years. Stating that in the history of the media in Naglan, the closure of Naglan Page is an end of an era. She, however, maintained that media in the state will continue to grow from strength to strength and in newer manifestations. Ms. Chankija thanked all those who have been an integral part of the Naglan Page journey right from day one.
My Page family has stuck to me and stood by me, especially through all the dark days of my professional and personal challenges. You will always remain a big part of my life, as much as our readers, advertisers, well-wishers, distributors, hawkers, and the public at large.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday unveiled the Government of India calendar for 2025 in New Delhi. The government has chosen Jan Bhagidari Se Jan Kalyan as the central theme for its 2025 calendar, underscoring the ethos of transformative governance. Unveiling the calendar at Rail Bhavan, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted the visible impact of transformative governance across various sectors over the past decade. He emphasized the role of transformative governance in improving the welfare of the poor, empowering women and driving infrastructure development across the nation. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of next month. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Election Commission also announced the by-election to two assembly constituencies, Melkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu, on the same day. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 126. Chinese official media Xinhua reported that 188 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region yesterday morning. The epicenter was located at a depth of 10 km in Tibet Autonomous Region near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across northern India, affecting areas such as Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. No casualties or property damage has been reported in the country so far. India has expressed condolences on the loss of life and property caused by the earthquake in the Tibet Autonomous Region. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "The thoughts and prayers of the government and the people of India are with the victims and the families." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised the Exam Warriors Art Festival for helping students overcome exam stress through art. The Exam Warriors Art Festival was organized in New Delhi on 4th January. Students from 30 schools across grades 9 to 12 participated in this event to showcase their creativity. Responding to social media posts of exam warriors about the art festival, the Prime Minister expressed happiness that so many youngsters came together and harnessed the people and the power of art to convey the message of stress-free exams. And the 52nd sports meet of the Chokri Area Games and Sports Association, hosted by Thenizu Village, commenced yesterday at Thenizu Village. The week-long sporting event will feature a variety of competitions, including track and field, arm wrestling and other games events, catering to both men and women. During the inaugural ceremony, advisor for CAWD and Texas, Gude Cho Kamo, underscored the significant shift in the world of sports, where it is no longer viewed solely as a recreational activity, but has evolved into a professional career, offering fame, recognition and employment opportunities. He highlighted the inspiring achievements of notable athletes like Dr. T. Ao, Archer Chakravoleswaro and Paralympic bronze medalist Hokato Hotoje Sema. Mr. Kamo urged the sportsperson to draw inspiration from these role models and pursue sports with dedication and seriousness. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.